Good morning. We're joined in the studio not by Candy Westbrook, who I've been talking about all day as if she were actually going to be here, but I remember now she told me that she would not be here today. But I have the memory of a goldfish. Think about the life of a goldfish with a 2-second memory. And the last thing a goldfish will ever remember is its own death. So you only got 2 seconds worth of memory. That's all you get, right? So I knew that Amy Dollar, she's the tourism director for Visit Coffeeville. Is that the name of the?
Yes.
Yeah, she's filling in for Candy today. And will do so capably. Of this, I have no doubt.
I hope so.
So what do you got for us today?
Okay, so Candy usually types me out detailed notes, and this time I took notes on my own here. But we will talk about, there are some, so the Chamber Weekly Highlight,
right.
She's got coming up, upcoming events. So April 30th, we've got the Reawakening UP Park ribbon cutting.
That's
over
just
here,
right
across
over there.
The street. Yeah.
For the radio listener, I'm pointing over there.
We're pointing over there.
As if
over
you
there.
Could see us over there pointing at the UP Park.
Across from the post office.
Right.
That
with
way.
The big train wheel axle there.
That was donated by the railroad, Union Pacific Railroad,
yeah.
Bill Davis and some other big Wado. Thank
you to
them.
I have to fight the temptation every day I see it. To just go out there and free lift it.
Oh, yeah.
Just to demonstrate my Herculean strength.
One hand.
Yeah, that's all it would take, just over my head. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be live music. There's going to be food. I know the Midland Theater fundraiser is going to be that evening, a wine tasting. There's going to be a lot of fun. There's too much to say, and I'll get the times wrong, so you should check it out yourself. It'll be fun. It starts on Saturday. I know that at 5, I think Chief Chuck Hoskins Jr., Chief of Cherokee Nation, will be speaking, mm-hmm. and Tommy Wildcat will be playing the flute. Those are like my two favorite things to go see around here.
Cool.
So yeah, that will be very entertaining, and I think KGGF will be doing a remote.
And all that possibility.
So yeah. We've got that's my big plug for that. And then let's see here. May 1st, and this is fun. I actually talked to someone who's taking their grandkid to do this. The May 1st is the 29th annual Youth Fishing Derby. Pretty sure it's at LeClaire Park.
Mm-hmm.
Call Coffeeville, Rick. They'll
yeah,
help you.
Yeah.
They'll sign you up.
And is it a day where the kids can go fishing without needing a license or anything like that?
Yeah, I don't think kids need licenses.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're just kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun time. And I know the Coffeeville Rec does that, and it's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then Green Zone Training, May 4th. That is to help businesses work with vets and help vets work with their benefits, and I think, don't get me wrong on that, but me and my son are going to attend. My
uh-huh.
son's a Marine veteran, so
oh, okay.
we're going to go and attend and see.
My first hitch in the Navy, I was a hospital corpsman with a Marine unit.
Oh.
Got nothing but mad respect for the jarheads.
He was a infantry, but he was in the first MEU, like the amphibious rescue unit.
Yeah.
What he...
Yeah. I was a 2nd Medical Battalion, part of the 2nd... Field Support Service Group. It used to be 2nd Marine Division, but they changed it midstream for some reason.
Yeah. Well, hoo-ah.
Yeah. Oorah. Oorah.
And let's see, what else here? We've got Coffeeville Community College Scholarship Bash, May 7th. That'll
mm-hmm.
be a lot of fun. It's the auction and dinner, and it's a fundraiser for the scholarships. Anyway, it's a good time.
Travis Young comes in to tell us all about that.
I heard him do that.
Yeah.
So I just briefly skim over these things. And then, if you like when the fish and chips guy comes, or I hope he has chips, the fish truck day will be at Coffeeville Feed and Farm on May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried it yet. Anyway, the food truck comes and
yeah, we had one of those in Chillicothe, in my last radio station in Missouri. About once a month, the fish truck would show up, and it was just like a holiday.
Yeah,
everybody stops what they're doing to go eat at the fish truck, and it's really good fried fish.
I know. I'm gonna have to check it out, and I've heard that this one is really good too. So they'll be here at Coffeeville Feed and Farm in their parking lot there on May 24th, and then, you know, Coffeeville's old. I'm from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It's not as old sometimes. But Chamber is going to be having their 115th birthday.
That's
so
older than most of folks listening right now.
Yeah. And so that's on May 26th. That'll be, so happy birthday to the Chamber on May 26th. And then there'll be more event, you know, more details on those on the Chamber community calendar, or you can go to the Facebook page, or
have to get a special permit from the fire department to put the candles on that cake, you know, because especially with things being as dry as they've been lately, don't want to start a major fire and destroy the town just to celebrate the Chamber.
Oh, yeah, I know. So we've also got her little, it's the Montgomery County Spotlight. There's so much to do in Coffeyville, and there's so much to do around Montgomery County. And I was visiting with someone from Crawford County. And if you can't find something to do every weekend in Southeast Kansas, it's because you're not looking.
You're just not trying.
Yeah, you just, it's, you've got
to. It's like I used to tell the kids, you're bored, you can't find nothing to do, I'll find something for you to do.
Yeah, clean the house.
Yeah, you rotten little.
I have four kids, and I do a lot of telling them to clean stuff.
And they listen so well, I bet.
Oh, yeah. They all get stomach aches simultaneously. But if you are interested, May 27th. So this week, I got to read her notes better. Montgomery County Spotlight, so much to do in Coffeyville. And this week, they highlight the 4th and Live concert series in downtown Caney. To kick it off this year, that's through the Betterment Group in Caney. So they look at their stuff. They'll have more details. And they'll have the Eli Young Band to perform on May 27th. That's supposed to be someone that plays music.
I guess if they call themselves a band. The Dalton Gang.
You know? You're going to have to get used to when I come in here. I don't usually read my notes beforehand, and I'm a mess. So.
That's quite all right. That sounds like my show on a daily basis.
Yeah. Well,
Whatever comes to the top of my head, just boom, out into the microphone it goes.
We've been Open Line fans for a long time, so a lot of years. So we appreciate the difficulty it can be at times to do a live show.
You just got to be prepared with stuff to talk about. It involves a little show prep, a little bit of time, and just coming up with stuff to talk about. So you're not just, what are we going to talk about today? I don't know.
Oh, I'm always running my mouth. I always have something to talk
about. You're always welcome.
So, you will get me calling and coming
that's
in
fine.
Sometimes. That happens.
Definitely.
You can ask all the other poor Open Line people. But, on April 30th, when we're having our big day of fun, start your breakfast morning out at the Daylight Defenders Lions Club Pancake Feed. It's from 7 to 10:30 a.m. right over here, again, at the First
Pointing
Baptist Church.
Right at the church over there.
Across the parking lot.
Yeah.
And that'll be fun. If you can get up early enough to go eat breakfast, I think. And it goes, they're always so nice. They're always, you know, doing fundraisers, but this one in particular is going to help us with the chimneys at the Brown Mansion.
Ah, okay. What's wrong with the chimneys?
They're old and they cost a lot. And when they leak, they mess up inside.
Yeah, that'll do that.
But if you, so I was like, hey, can we just knock them off? No, because that messes up your historic registry.
Really?
So
you can't make any drastic changes like that and keep your historic registry?
Well, that's what they did to, you know, when they fix old houses, or when they redo roofs on old houses and knock those off and cover them up. But anyway, so no, we have to repair them and keep them in their beautiful original condition. So that's what they're raising money for.
Well, here's
so
our dumb question of the day, because new boy here. What is the significance of the Brown Mansion?
You asked the right person.
Yeah, I
so,
knew.
So, W.P. Brown, he was from Ohio, but then he lived here in Independence as a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he owned a lumber yard, and he was a kind of an up-and-coming businessman. He had the he had a cigar store, a couple lumber yards.
I like him already.
Yeah. And then he found natural gas in Coffeyville. He found the third largest deposit of natural gas, and so he had a lot of money. He started the construction of the house, which was on a really high point at the time in Coffeyville. Coffeyville used to be a little more that way.
It's just kind of crept up this way,
It just crept up this way. But he started the house in 1898. He finished it in 1906. It's got 16 rooms. It's got a basement. It's got a ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a complete working farm with 550 acres on both sides of the river, and now it's just our little Violet, their only surviving child. She had no offspring.
Right.
And when she got older and was making decisions, she decided she'd sell it to the Historical Society if we kept it, made it open for the public,
right,
and kept all the pretty rugs where they're at. So we have these beautiful probably priceless oriental rugs that we let, well, now we're blocking, you know, putting chains up. Now no one gets to walk on them anymore. So now
wipe
you get
your
to
feet
look at
first,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Christmas time.
You can look
time,
at them, don't walk on them.
At Christmas time, we fill the house with 100, over 100 Christmas trees, lights, and candles, and then we have people just going everywhere to look at everything. It's a lot of fun. Our brown mansion is, Linda, our curator, called it, a big shout out to Linda. I think she's in Africa, but big shout out to her anyway. She called it the jewel of Coffeyville.
Well, you said when you came in that for my wife and I, you hit some tickets so we could come take a look at it. But you said no cats.
Yes.
You realize how sad this will make my cats.
I know.
You will be responsible for making them dejected if they. Well, you got to talk to Amy Dollar. She's the one. So if you have a little scratch at your door and you look down, you see two sad cats with doleful expressions on their faces.
The scratch at the door is why they don't get
just
to
remember
come.
It's their fault.
It is. It's my fault. And and it's a beautiful house. And so the thing about the Brown Mansion that is so unique is it's their stuff inside. So it's not like we had an old house and we found other old stuff. Maybe
this is all their original stuff.
Their stuff down to the lipstick and the dresser and the master bedroom.
Cool.
And it's very, very cool. It is I'm pretty proud of our mansion. If
you should
know.
Be, yeah.
But it's a big one. It's a big tourist attraction, and one, it's just a lot of. It's one of the biggest houses in Coffeyville, and maybe one of the grandest in Southeast Kansas. And there's nothing else like it around.
Okay. Anything else on the chamber agenda haven't touched on yet? Let's get to it.
You got me into my history talk.
What can
here,
I say?
So
I'm the host of a radio show. I'm looking for things to talk about.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. I love history, and I love Coffeyville history in particular, so that's what we do a lot. So here's a community spotlight to the stars. That's the Kansas thing, they say. So congratulations, big shout out to Nichols Hitching Post for receiving the Merit Award for Retail at the Kansas To the Stars Banquet. This is a business appreciation program for wonderful businesses across the state, and we are grateful for the recognition of one of our own. So they got to go to this dinner in Parsons with Candy and that Lieutenant Governor kid, and they had a good time. And so big shout out to the Nichols, and congratulations to you.
Is that the Lieutenant Governor's name, Kid?
I don't know.
Because the Lieutenant Governor kid.
So I get, he was a young man that was very nice, and I really hope he's not listening to this. He was really nice to me.
He
when
probably
I met him,
is. Yeah.
And I don't, it's not on.
She didn't remember my name.
Yes.
Yeah. You're forgiven, though, I'm sure. Youth is easy to forgive.
David Toland.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Governor
See, you
David
remembered
Toland.
It. Yeah.
Big respect.
He's mad
awesome
respect.
Guy. There
yeah.
you go. And then if you are ready to enroll in college, CCC has open house and enrollment days, so you can sign up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kansas Works has a mobile unit. If you need help with your resume, help building a resume, writing a resume, or you need help with a job search, every second Tuesday, you can stop at the mobile unit that's parked out in the parking lot of the chamber, out there by the Perkins building, and they will help you. It's a big old bus. Mm-hmm. The guy came in, he said that that's what his job is. He comes here and he helps people with that. I know as I used to be a stay-at-home mom, and when you build a resume, you know, you may need some help doing that. So go by and see that guy in the parking lot every second Tuesday. Bartlett, big customer appreciation at Bartlett Co-op. You can go in there all week long and check out all their great deals. They got a lot of deals there. I know they usually have like a deal of the week. So anyway, go out to Bartlett Co-op. It's a cool place. Check it out. Check out their deals. And if you are ready to plant a tree, if you forgot to celebrate Earth Day last week, or even if you did, you can check out these great tips from Woods Lumber. They're on the Chamber Community Calendar as well. And then you can stop there for all your home needs.
Every day should be Earth Day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, try not to throw stuff out the window.
Yeah.
And then Midwest Pregnancy Care Center. If you're looking for a great organization to support, and if you have items to donate, you can contact them. And they will help you help a family. And, business news and strategies. Visitors are customers. As the weather warms up, we will see more special events in Coffeyville and many more visitors to our area. So you can check out different great tips on the newsletter. And they will help you maximize your advertisement to visitors and gain new customers. I suggest using radio.
There you go. Hey, radio gets results.
It does. My 8-year-old walks around the house and sings
radio
that.
Radio gets results. We were airing that 20 years ago at radio stations I was working at. But it's the same message, and it's valuable. It's as true today as it was then.
We've revamped it again during COVID
to
reinforce how in, you know, I had this is an example. I had someone call me. They moved here to Coffeyville. They had missed out on an event, and I was talking about how we had it here and had it on the Facebook.
Right.
And I said, well, do you ever tune into KGGF? They said, well, no, I listen to Pandora. And I was like, well,
stop it.
You're not going to get community news.
Yeah,
on
exactly.
Pandora.
Yeah, those streaming services will not tell you if there's a thunderstorm coming.
No.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to listen to the radio, you can always go to the website. So I definitely inform our new people of that when they come into town. And then Candy's got some workshops. They're pretty cool. She does really good at having these workshops.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a how to hire your first employee. The date is the 11th of May, and it's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's a way you can go to the website and sign up, or call the chamber and they'll sign you up. That if you've got a small business and you've always been your only employee,
right,
and you're looking to expand, you can RSVP and sign up for this, and that will help you. And then also on 5/11, she's going to be busy, they have Think Like a Marketer. That's from 3:30 to 5. And if you, it helps you, you know, take full advantage of marketing,
right,
how to market. I lost my notes on it. Apparently they didn't print out. I don't know. It's going to be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at it and I thought, hey, I want to take that. Actually go to that workshop, because it's about, you know, how to market your business, how
right
to advertise, where you want to,
you never,
you know,
stop
how to
marketing
make the best of your,
it's
dollars,
a 24/7 thing, you know, always marketing yourself, your business. It's just very important.
It is,
yeah,
it is. So sign up for those. They're both on May 11th. You can stay all day, take both if you want to.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably about it.
All right.
Chamber's always got, they got stuff going on all the time.
Well, we're
so
talking to Amy Dollar. She ordinarily is with, she's tourism director at Visit Coffeyville. But Candy asked her to fill in for her today. And when I see Candy next week, I will tell her you did a fabulous job.
Well, thank you. I think she probably cringes when she has to send me in here. But, you know, I like,
she'll probably ask you again soon.
Yeah. I don't mind. And then I have I like to come in here and talk. The
sure
radio is always fun.
Yeah, I can tell. All right. Well,
it
thanks.
Was nice to get to meet you.
Nice
too,
to meet
so
you too. I plan to be here for a little while, so we'll get to know each other and talk more here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.